Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Capitalist Investor. As always, you have me, Diamond Hands D. We got the whole crew back together again. Tony, the wedding planner, Zabigala, and Cool Hands
Luke. Anti-wedding planner.
They're making fun of me because I went to like a wedding expo on Sunday.
You shouldn't have done that.
With my fiancé.
You shouldn't have done that.
Tony says,
now
no,
you can't go. You are setting yourself up for all kinds of failure. See, you're going to be expected to do way too much now. You messed up.
See, this is why I need your dad wisdom all the time. I need you to like sit on my like top of my shoulder.
Well,
all
right, man. Well,
me.
Every Monday we'll meet and be like, hey, what's going on with your wedding planning?
All right, don't do this.
Nothing. Don't do that.
The answer is nothing. That's what you
don't
want.
Don't do that and do this and yeah.
Anyway. All right.
We got D back though.
Yep. Back in the saddle. And I think we'll talk a little Tesla earnings on this one. What do you guys say?
What I say was I think I was on the Big Money Show yesterday. And of course, the day I say, yeah, probably shouldn't own Tesla.
Yeah.
It rockets 10% higher
yeah,
after
Yeah, you're
hours,
like, don't, so I wouldn't like, know net worth a 10-foot pole.
And well, because we're long-term investors here, right? And I think it's the same story. You know, one of the things we always talk about is just demand for EVs down. So you saw Tesla miss the revenue. You saw Tesla miss the earnings with profitability. So two big misses, but the stock's up 10% after hours. Why? Because a couple reasons.
Yeah,
Tony, you want to hit it?
I'm like, yeah, because they said we're going to lay off some people. Stocks immediately jump when they're going to fire people. And then, they said they're going to make some cheaper cars because that's what we need as Americans. Yep. Nice cheap plastic buttons that fall off and, you know.
I think there was some demand for their battery technology too from like, you know, a lot of electric vehicle companies use their, not battery technology, their like how you charge it, the charging stations.
Yeah.
There was like, that surprised the upside a lot, like how many people or how many they sold of the charging units that they have. So that got a lot of investors excited. What I will say is the same thing I said on the Big Money Show is I think a lot of Tesla investors need to really caution and think about if they're getting technology, owning the technology that Tesla is making or Elon Musk is making. Because earlier this year, Elon Musk said he only owns 13% of Tesla. He wants to own 25% of the voting rights. If he doesn't own 25% of the voting rights, he's like, why would I create technology in my mind within Tesla when I can go create a completely separate company, build the technology, and own basically 100% of that company that I'm building technology
in?
Well,
that's always been the argument with Tesla. Is it a technology company or is it a car company?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's valued, you know, still like a tech company.
You know, looking through the shopping room window, you know, it's a car company, but what are they really? You know, like the dude's building rockets, the dude's, you know, making technology inside of those
cars.
But
Tesla doesn't build rockets.
Right.
It's a totally different company.
Right. I mean, honestly, I think the way things are going, he should, if he wants to make his own technology and make it better and his brain, you know, his IP, right? Go start your own firm.
And also not be like susceptible to BlackRock and Vanguard, who owns Tesla, that actually is going to help influence like the outcome of the stocks.
So right, exactly.
He doesn't want to be at the helm of BlackRock and Vanguard.
But if he left, ESG, if he did that, like, wouldn't the stock, like, the stock would not react positively to something like that. If he,
it would have to reset from a valuation standpoint to from a tech to a car company.
Exactly.
So it gets cut probably 75%.
Yeah, it would.
And that's why we don't own it. It's going into whole kind of valuation metrics, and Tesla's never made sense for us. We missed it on the way up, and thankfully we missed it on the way down from $400 a share back down to 150. So
it's hard to own a stock when it's based off a bromance, right? Like a bromance over Elon Musk and just that love affair that everyone has with him. I never had it with him. But
I love Elon Musk.
Is that still going on though? Do you think as many people love? Or do you think more people love or hate Elon Musk?
I like that. Can I answer this?
Sure. I mean, you're kind of my boss. All right. So you don't have to ask me.
This is what I think. So the EVs are, in my opinion, like just as a high topic. I mean, obviously conservatives own EVs, but the idea behind a non-fossil fueled car is more left, you know, left of center person, right? A democratic type of mindset. And when you got Elon on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, spouting off and he's leaning more conservative now, how does that affect the person who's buying the car and buying the stock? Like, man, I love the car, but I hate his views. I'm selling the stock. When that person probably made millions of dollars
early
on.
Car.
Yeah. Or not. Yeah. I don't know. Like if they start hating his views, I could see people selling the stock because he is starting to get more loud on social media on his political standings. That's my take.
I think that's a very fair take. I think that's something that you need to pay
attention
to.
You're not saying that because you just called me your boss.
Whatever you say goes.
Man, that's a great take.
You're so smart.
Don't fire me.
Yeah, I think the Elon Musk hate has been coming through pretty strongly for about a year or more, really, ever since he took over Twitter. And you can't – obviously, Twitter isn't real life. You can't go on there and see people saying they hate Elon Musk and they're selling their Tesla. You know, that's one person, right? One vocal minority. But I really do think – I think it's kind of balanced out. I don't think there's as many fanboys for Tesla, but I also don't. I also think that there have been people that have been turned off by Elon Musk's politics and just passed on the Tesla.
Yeah. So overall, you guys buying Tesla?
Man, I actually thought about shorting it. It's crossed my mind.
Buying puts or
the put machine. Yeah, I do awesome with that. No, I it just crossed my mind. I'm like, is it some type of dead cat bounce kind of thing? Like, because at the end of the day, once the shininess of, you know, I mean, they missed on earnings and like
first what is since 2020.
What is gonna? I mean, what? Why is it up? That's why I'm.
Because does anything ever make sense anymore?
No, it does not.
Until it does,
right. No, I mean, that is not investment advice, but it's crossed my mind.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Do you guys, are they going up from here or down from here? Quick take and we'll wrap it up.
I'm going to have to say down, honestly. I don't think the valuation makes sense anymore.
Yep.
They're going to have to come through with some big earnings, and I don't see that happening halfway because of the company and halfway just because of the economy. You know, I don't think people are sprinting out to buy, you know, the high-end EVs. The lower-end EVs, I think, make sense, but I think it remains to be seen if that's going to be a viable price point and they go out there and work and do what they're supposed to do.
I think Elon Musk has bigger dreams than just cars. Yeah. So I think you're going to see him start really pivoting focusing on SpaceX, focusing on Neuralink, focusing on Boring Co. Like all these different things that he's got going on, maybe take them public. Basically, I think that a lot of Tesla shareholders may be left holding the bag in the long term, or at least the foreseeable future, couple of years.
Yep.
So as we all know, we do have the new layout on the show. So this is coming out on Thursday, and we will have a brand new show for you guys on Monday next week as well as Wednesday. So tune on in. We got a couple different topics. We like to keep these nice and short and sweet for you guys to drive your 10 minutes to work and just pop this on.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. As always, if you have any comments, show ideas, hit us up at info@swpconnect.com, and we'll talk to you next week.
The opinions expressed in the podcast are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any investment, legal, financial, or tax strategy. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. Please consult a qualified professional about your individual needs.